A farm and a nonprofit in Bucks County have forged a unique partnership to fight food waste and hunger. Emily Neal visited the farm to check it out.
That is the sound of 1,000 happy chickens. They're rushing out to peck away at lettuce and tussle over berries. Eric Kretschmann calls it the salad bar for his chickens at Hidden Valley Farm. The greens are spoiled produce from the Warminster Food Bank.
You know, a chicken is like an egg printer. It'll print out what you kind of, the ink and the paper and everything that you put into it. So if you put in really good stuff, you'll get really good stuff. So we kind of pride ourselves on trying to make sure that we're giving them the best inputs as we can.
The farm then sends dozens of these eggs to the food bank each week, where they're given to hundreds of food insecure families in Bucks County and Eastern Montgomery County. The egg donation is a big boost to the food bank's budget, says Brian Fodish. He's the director of operations for Warminster Food Bank.
So to get farm fresh grade A brown eggs for free, and a lot of our produce fed those chickens, you know, to make them healthy and ready to give us eggs. It's a perfect relationship.
The partnership also adds to the quality of the groceries the food bank provides, Fodish says.
The beautiful part of it, the eggs that we get are typically laid within 24 hours, 36 hours. So you can't get much more fresh eggs than what we're providing our guests.
Back at the farm, the resident pigs happily clean up whatever produce isn't fit for the chickens. They trot around with a mouthful of bagels and chow down on pineapples, carrots, and other delicacies. Any leftovers, including the cardboard boxes the produce is delivered in, then goes into the farm's on-site compost. Kretschmann says the partnership is a way to care for the environment.
We grow food, so we know what it's like. You have to plant it, you have to weed it, you have to tend to it, you have to pick it, you have to pack it. So everything that goes into food that you see in the food store, there's a lot of energy behind that. So it's terrible when it goes basically into a landfill. It's better if it goes into a human, but if it can sort of circle back in and stay in the environment, I think it's good.
And as for the chickens, they're definitely not complaining. Emily Neal, WHYY News.